McDonald. Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO,
go Max,
your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Fall Creek High School, home of the Crickets, inside of this Western Cloverbelt Conference girls basketball game between your McDonald Central Lady Macs, 6-5 on the year, 4-0 unbeaten in Western Cloverbelt Conference play, and first in the conference right now against the powerful Fall Creek Crickets, 7-3 on the year, 3-1, and right now third in the WCC. Caleb Swenson, soon to be joined by Mark Maloney, our camera operator tonight. More on that in a moment is Sam Aberle back at the WOGO studios in Halley. The intrepid Zach Wycheck, our board operator and producer. So we have a camera operator here on site because we are live on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and also WOGO Radio on Facebook as we continue to test out our new live video streaming capability. So thank you so much to our friends at MacMan and Eau Claire for hooking up us up with some equipment to test here. And again, we're still in the testing stages. We'd love to hear what you think of this. Again, we'd love to have you like and subscribe WOGO Radio on Facebook and also WOGO Sports if you hit that subscribe and notification button on YouTube. Again, WOGO Sports on YouTube for many, we hope, live streaming events for Chi High and McDonald High School Athletics to go along as a companion broadcast to our radio broadcast. So you can find us wherever you might be. Again, WOGO Radio on Facebook, WOGO Sports on YouTube, and of course here on the FM dial at 103.1 FM AM 680 and live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. We're still in the JV matchup right now, an 11-point lead for the home team, the Fall Creek Lady Crickets. They were down at halftime to McDonald, but have stormed back. 2:05 left in that game, 49-38. McDonald JV with the basketball right now. Previewing our matchup, we'll talk with both head coaches in a few minutes as a big three just hit for McDonald on the JV side. Sophia Sikora, and of course we know that Sikora name well, the young freshman, a very smooth-looking three from the left wing. But, again, looking at this series between these two teams before we dive into what they've done so far this year, it's been kind of a game of runs. Thank you so much to Dave Strasburg, Fall Creek intrepid high school sports historian, for giving me kind of a rundown of what this matchup has looked like. Going back to 2012, 9 wins in a row for Fall Creek over McDonald. From 2012 through 2016, 9 wins in a row for Fall Creek over Chippewa Falls McDonald. But then from 2017 to 2018, the season sweep both times for the Lady Macs. Then 2019 through 2021, 5 in a row for Fall Creek. And flipping the script from 2022 through that sectional final matchup last year, or rather early, yeah, last year, I guess it would be now since we're in 2025, for McDonald over Fall Creek. It's been 5 in a row for the Lady Macs. Of course, that under the direction of head coach Don Cooper. So head coach Sally Williams looking to start her own winning streak against Fall Creek. It's not going to be easy against, again, a very powerful Crickets team that many probably pick to be top one or top two in this Western Cloverbelt Conference and to make another deep run in the playoffs as well. The last few matchups for these teams, again, all won by McDonald, starting 2022, winning 62-44 and 53-42 to sweep that season series. Last year, they won the season series 51-32 and then 52-40, but also came and won a game at a neutral site, and that would be a 64-44 victory for McDonald. That game was, of course, held at Eau Claire North. We had it for you on WOGO Sports, and that was for the right to go to state in Division 4 last year. And a very epic victory. The Cooper girls as well just were phenomenal in that game. As a senior, Emily Cooper was just not going to be denied the chance to go back to the Resch Center, and it certainly was a very impressive victory for McDonald last time out. However, Fall Creek brings back a little bit more than McDonald does in terms of reloading for this year. Fall Creek is going to start four seniors, four of their five, and then their fifth player in the starting lineup for head coach Jason Martzke is Jasmine Hoyer, who, of course, rising star here in Western Wisconsin, junior, and plays a lot of AAU ball as well. I think has been a teammate with LMA Cooper at times in AAU ball, and Jasmine, a very, very talented player for Fall Creek. So four seniors, one junior, very experienced starting lineup returning for Fall Creek. On the other side for McDonald, younger team for head coach Sally Williams. They've taken their lumps at times, but also have looked very impressive. And when you look at some of the common opponents for these two teams as well, they include Regis and Durand, Arkansas. Those were both losses for Fall Creek, but for McDonald, both wins. Fall Creek lost to Durand, Arkansas, just nipped by a bucket, 47-45, and lost to Regis, 54-49, a couple losses in a row. Since that time, Fall Creek has won three games in a row, got by Bloomer, 66-40, 69-35, a drubbing of Arcadia, and then a very impressive win over Neillsville, 52-36. 6 days ago. Again, we're here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, waiting for the varsity matchup to begin. A 51-42 lead in the JV game right now for Fall Creek over McDonald. Now, again, speaking of those common opponents, of course, conference opponents as well, but some of the notable ones, too, for McDonald. So those two losses for Fall Creek, two of their three losses to Durand, Arkansas, and Regis. Now, McDonald got the better of Durand, Arkansas, 61-53. That was a home game in Chippewa Falls. And then right after that, defeated Regis on the road in Eau Claire, 42-39. So both tight games, but victories for McDonald and losses for Fall Creek. Now, again, a very notable common opponent is Neillsville, and McDonald had a struggle of a game against Neillsville. That was at home in Chippewa Falls, but they lost by 34, 69-35. When you look at how this Fall Creek team is rapidly ascending, they just knocked off Neillsville by 16 points, 52-36, 6 days ago. So, again, what does common opponents tell you? Maybe not much, because a couple losses for Fall Creek against Regis and against Durand, Arkansas. A couple wins for McDonald against those, but again, one of McDonald's toughest losses of the season. Really took it on the chin against Neillsville, and then here Fall Creek comes almost a week ago, and here at Fall Creek, which is a very difficult place to play, really put the hurt on Neillsville, winning that game by 16. Wins for Fall Creek this year, an impressive win over Cameron, 61-53, as Cameron, again, always a strong program and looking to make a play in Division 4 once again. A loss to Elk Mound, and again, another common opponent. McDonald lost to Elk Mound, 60-23. We had that game for you on WOGO. Fall Creek didn't fare much better against Elk Mound, 59-32. But other wins for Fall Creek on the season, really took care of business against Thorpe, 78-16, defeated Stanley Boyd on the road, 65-28, a 13-point win over Colfax, 67-54, before those losses we mentioned, 47-45, loss to Durand, Arkansas, and then 54-49, loss to Regis, couple losses in a row before those three victories, 66-40 on the road at Bloomer, 69-35 over Arcadia, and 52-36 over Neillsville. On the other side for McDonald, their season looks like this, 62-42, a loss by 20 points to Eau Claire North, to open up the season on the road, but then again, two big-time victories that really could make a play for them in the seedings as well, because they knocked off Durand, Arkansas, 61-53, and then Regis on the road, 42-39, back-to-back wins. Then back-to-back losses and tough ones. On the road at Colfax, they lost to Elk Mound, 60-23 in that tournament game, and then a home loss to Neillsville, 69-35. After that, bounce back, a game we had for you here on WOGO, 66-45. They drubbed Bloomer on the road, then went down to Onalaska the very next day. That was kind of a tough back-to-back, and lost by 5 points to a Division II team, 47-42. But after that, three wins in a row, 66-45 over Cadott, 51-32 over Stanley Boyd, and 63-35 over Clear Lake in the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. That was the last time we saw them here in WOGO Sports. Again, tough road trip down to Aquinas, lost 69-32. So again, when you look at some of these McDonald losses, the loss at Onalaska, again, they've taken that 90-minute road trip down to the La Crosse Onalaska area a couple times already this season. That was a 5-point loss, but other than that, the four of the five losses for McDonald haven't been real close. They've lost by 20, by 37, by 34, and by 37. They played some elite competition, again, scheduled themselves very, very tough in non-conference, but it's just kind of that up and down for this McDonald season so far too, where again, when they've been good, they've been really good, but also some of those elite opponents, they've had a little bit more of a struggle keeping up with them at times. And it's all part of probably this high learning curve for a young Lady Max team as they take the floor right now here at Fall Creek. We'll have the pep band rolling again, the varsity action coming up very shortly here on WOGO Sports. And again, we appreciate a subscription to our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Check that out. Search WOGO Sports on YouTube for live streaming action tonight and hopefully for a lot of games in the future as well. We'll step out and take a 3-minute break as some sponsors being recognized here at Fall Creek, and then the varsity warm-ups will begin. We're back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO and WOGO Sports on YouTube.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Face off! Here's Carlson! We're tied! Breakaway chance!
2-1.
Here comes Foyles! Foyles moves in and scores! Shanghai wins this one in overtime, shorthanded!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Lady Max Basketball here on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Also follow live on YouTube, WOGO Sports, the brand new YouTube channel where you can watch and listen to tonight's game. Sam Aberle, our camera operator, Our producer and board op back at the WOGO studios in Halley is Zach Wycheck. I'm Caleb Swenson, along with my compatriot Mark Maloney here on WOGO as we take a look at McDonald warming up here. And again, just looking at pregame here, Mark Maloney, just the matchups for McDonald. It's been an up and down road for a 6-5 team, where they have some wins where you can say, "Wow, that was really impressive," and then they have some 30 plus point losses as well too, where you say, "Okay, we can kind of see we're still young." So it's been a big learning curve, is probably the easiest way to put it.
Yeah, and then on the same token, Caleb, I think Fall Creek might be in that same boat. You know, they had some games there that they won, and it's some games that everybody expected them to win and they didn't win. So. But I think both teams are improving vastly. I think our McDonald girls are starting to come on. They're starting to find their groove working together. And this is just going to be a great test against a really good team.
And we'll talk with head coach Sally Williams in a moment. But, again, as I don't know if I'd say buy-in, but as there's more of an understanding of her offense and what she wants from this team, I think we've talked about this before, too. Things just speed up for the team. You play a little bit more slow when you have to think about each aspect of it, but the more it becomes second nature, the more they play in her offense and just get more games under the belt, the smoother it's going to look.
Yes, I agree. You know, and these girls are, you know, I talked to everybody up at school there, and they're just, you know, loving this new coaching scheme that she's got going on. They love her, and everybody just seems to be a little more relaxed. Not that Coach Cooper was a little high-strung, but you know, he kind of got after it, and that's how Coach Cooper was, and that's what he was successful at. And so now, you know, these girls are kind of going, okay, let's kind of, like you said, calm down a little bit and take it as it goes.
Well, we'll take a one-minute break here on WOGO. Again, taking a look at our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. We're streaming live on WOGO Radio's Facebook page as well. Share it with a friend. Let them know that they can watch and listen to tonight's game. And also, of course, we've got it on 103.1 FM, AM 680, live audio streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Back in a minute with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Jason Martsky of Fall Creek. It's the Lady Macs and the Crickets, a battle at the top of the Western Clover Belt Conference here on WOGO Sports. Back in 1 minute.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Welcome back to Western Clover Belt Conference Girls Basketball, live on WOGO Radio and the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. We're here at Fall Creek, home of the Crickets, for a Western Clover Belt Conference battle between your McDonald Lady Macs and Fall Creek, here with head coach Jason Martsky of the Crickets. And coach, last time you saw this McDonald team, pretty different look for their team and for yours as well in that sectional final. Obviously, you brought back some talent, graduated some seniors as well, too. They're a pretty different looking team than what you saw over a year ago.
Yeah, you know, like you said, you know, they're a lot younger, you know, but they still are the same, where they got a lot of talent, and you can see where they're at. They're sitting on top of the conference, so nothing's changed there. These kids have been exposed to the winning, and they're used to it, and they're still there. So, yeah, they're different, but they're still the same.
Coach, with some of the experience that you brought back this year, of course, you had some talented players, young players that really have seemed to take a step forward, especially, I mean, big non-conference win over Neillsville last week.
Yeah, you know, we've had, you know, it's kind of like every year, you know, things change, you know, the different dynamics of the team compared to last year, you know, losing kids, kids stepping into new roles. And we had a couple early season losses that, you know, so they still sting a little bit. But, you know, it was a good win, like you said, on Friday night. But, you know, that's, we're back in the conference now, and that's the most important thing for us right now. So, again, hopefully we can just build some momentum and keep that going a little bit.
And finally, Coach, when this team is clicking, what are you seeing that you really like?
Well, you know, we're playing together. You know, the ball's moving on the offensive end. Our kids are moving. And defensively, just talking, communicating, they do good things. You know, but that's, again, that's just part of the game where sometimes those things stall and they fail a little bit and we struggle. And, you know, if we can just keep putting those together, more and more possessions, it's just going to be good for us.
Coach, we appreciate your time and best of luck to you and the Crickets tonight and the rest of the way.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
That's head coach Jason Marski of Fall Creek, back with head coach Sally Williams of McDonald after this on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball Live from Fall Creek. Western Clover Belt Conference tilt between your McDonald Lady Max and the Fall Creek Crickets. Live on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680. Live video streaming, WOGO Radio on Facebook, and the all-new WOGO Sports YouTube stream here with head coach Sally Williams of McDonald. And Coach, some ups and downs as we get toward the close of the first half of the season, kind of that first round through the gauntlet that is the Western Clover Belt. You've had some games where maybe not as competitive as you would have liked, but then there have been some key victories in there, and you've won some of those games against teams that are maybe on the lower half of the conference. So what are you seeing so far that you're doing well, and where do you say, hey, this is the next step for the second half of the season?
Trying to keep our intensity up and pushing the ball is definitely something that we're trying to just use to our advantage. Obviously, turnovers have always been our kryptonite right now, and so as we move forward, like limiting those so that we're limiting those second chance opportunities for or creating more opportunities for the opposing team without getting a shot off, so to speak. But I'm looking forward to this matchup tonight.
What jumps out at you about this year's Fall Creek team? Of course, a team that went to a sectional final last year.
Yeah, definitely. And experienced. I mean, they're coming in with a lot of seniors, and they're just very disciplined. And so for that, like, kudos to them. They're a great team. And so we're going to have to bring our A game, obviously, every night, but this night especially, just to overtake their discipline and just patience and their ability to score.
And finally, Coach, again, we know you have a young team, a talented team, but a young team. Where have you seen the biggest growth so far here in this first half of the season?
I think just in their own confidence. I think they've all are starting to realize their role is so much different than last year, just because it has to be. I mean, graduating everybody that we did. And so I think starting them to get more comfortable and realizing that, yeah, my role is bigger, and they're fitting into that more. And so them coming together as a team, not only, but also finding it within themselves.
Coach, we appreciate your time as always. We'll talk to you after the game. Hopefully we're talking about another conference victory.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Head Coach Sally Williams here, McDonald pregame live from Fall Creek, WOGO Sports and the WOGO Sports YouTube live video stream.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Welcome back to WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Lady Max Basketball. Caleb Swenson along with Mark Maloney. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, we've got McDonald, we've got Fall Creek. Fall Creek 3-1, again, nipping right at the heels of McDonald and Regis for the top of the conference. What do the Lady Macs need to do to get a win here?
Well, this is just a huge game where they need to take care of the basketball. This has got to be limited turnovers. Coach Williams kind of emphasized that. We, without a doubt, the key is going to be limited turnovers and taking care of the basketball and then playing some really tough defense against a really good team.
Again, your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com live radio coverage. Also, our live video stream, WOGO Radio on Facebook. And if you'd be willing to subscribe, WOGO Sports on YouTube is where you can find our Chi-High McDonald coverage there as we continue to test out live streaming capabilities, and very excited about that. We'll step out and take a final break here on WOGO and be back with the starting lineups, player introductions, and tip-off coming up next on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Face off! Here is Carlson! We're tied! Breakaway chance!
Two on
here comes Foyles! Foyles moves in!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Here's what customers are saying about Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wirzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wirzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to Wirzgalla.com.
It's time for basketball here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. We've had your Choice and Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. And now it's game time. Your Chippewa Falls McDonald Max against the Fall Creek Crickets. Fall Creek 7-3 on the season, 3-1 in the Western Clover Belt. McDonald 6-5 on the year, 4-0 in the WCC. Our own Sam Aberle, court level right now for the player introductions as McDonald will be introduced first and then the home team of the Fall Creek Crickets. As we mentioned, Fall Creek will be starting four seniors and one junior. McDonald, of course, has a younger lineup, but certainly a lot of talent on the floor on both sides here.
Yes, that's a team. These girls know each other very well, and of course we got smiling Sophie Schmigdahl over on the Fall Creek side. She's just a blast to watch. And again, there's some good friendly relationships here with these girls.
Starting lineups for McDonald. The 5'7" sophomore, number 0, Aaron Siegenthaler. Kendall Heffler, the 5'10" senior, lone senior of the starting lineup, number 1. Number 5, Ann Siegenthaler, 5'8" sophomore. Chloe Flanagan, the 5'4" junior, number 20. And rounding out the starting five for head coach Sally Williams, another sophomore, Claire Ruff, number 24, 5'8", the leading scorer for our McDonald Lady Max. Again, good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports and taking a look at our starting lineups for Fall Creek. Kennedy Tom, the senior, point guard, number 10. Anna Darty, the senior, number 20. Another senior, Addie Haynes, number 22, number 24. Sophie Schmidt-Gall, of course, we know her from McDonald, a senior, and Jasmine Hoyer, the lone junior in the starting lineup, number 44, a very talented player in her own right. McDonald will be wearing the blue uniforms, royal blue tops and bottoms with the solid blue numerals and lettering. On the other side, for the Fall Creek Crickets, they have the white uniforms, tops and bottoms with the forest green numerals and lettering, the black piping. Big Cricket logo emblazoned on the beautiful floor here at the gym in Fall Creek.
Yes,
the FCU logo at midcourt.
They had their band there. I wouldn't even call it a band. It was more like an orchestra over there. They got a lot of kids out for band.
They do a lot of things really well here at Fall Creek. Jasmine Hoyer will jump it up against Ann Siegenthaler at midcourt. And good to have you with us here on WOGO. Siegenthaler wins the tap, and McDonald will move right to left with Chloe Flanagan at the point here at Fall Creek. And WOGO Sports on YouTube. Also on the radio dials at 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Claire Ruff has it up top with those purple Nikes. Leaves it right side for Aaron Siegenthaler. Ann, rather. You know I'm going to do that a couple times. A double dribble called on Ann Siegenthaler up top. You mentioned that's a tough call to make.
It was, but I didn't even see that as a double dribble. I don't know what she did. Unless the only thing she could have done was push the ball with two hands, which would have made it a double dribble. So it wasn't a stop and then dribble again. It was a push the ball with two hands.
McDonald's coming up with some full court man-to-man, long lead feet ahead for Fall Creek, taking it right down the right side of the lane. Anna Darty, no, and the rebound to Kendall Heffler. Claire Ruff will slow it down briefly across the timeline, throws to Aaron Siegenthaler up top. Aaron getting a screen from Kendall Heffler, has it high on the right. Leaves for sister Ann, feed down to Chloe Flanagan. She's doubled, lost it in the paint, taken away from her by Addie Haynes. Haynes across the timeline. Coach Martsky mentioned in our pregame show how much he likes the way his team is unselfishly sharing the ball. In Fall Creek, they're coming off a softball state championship in Division 4.
Both teams playing man-to-man defense.
Kennedy Tum, left-handed dribble just inside the arc. Flips left side for Doherty. Claire Ruff tips the pass out of bounds. Good crowd on hand here at Fall Creek, as per usual. They always support their sports.
They do. A good McDonald contingency here also.
Great to see the blue off to our right for McDonald. Outside, Sophie Schmidt-Gall leaves for Jasmine Hoyer, the junior right side for Kennedy Tum. Hoyer gives her a screen. Tum right back to Hoyer, just outside the paint, backing her defender down with the left hand, draws a foul as she traverses through the lane. We'll see which one that goes on, I think.
Kendall
Heffler picks up her first, and that has been an issue from time to time for the McDonald senior, getting to some early foul trouble, and it's not going to be easy against a lengthy Fall Creek team.
Yes.
Jasmine Hoyer, first free throw, back rim, no, so we stay scoreless. Warrior back to the line, looking to break the goose egg on the Fall Creek side with the game's first points, and she will. It's 1-0 Fall Creek. Fall Creek now with some full court man-to-man pressure. Kendall Heffler has in the backcourt, shoots to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan across the timeline, lost it out of bounds, and last touch by Chloe.
That's our third turnover early on here. That's what we do not need to have.
As Coach William mentioned, that has certainly been the kryptonite, as she said, for this young team. It's giving too many opportunities and losing their offensive opportunities with turnovers. Sophie Schmidgall backing down out of a double team, up with the right hand and scores. That's Sophie's first points. Unfortunately, not a lot of stats available for Fall Creek, but Sophie's certainly one of the senior leaders for this team, a talented post player. Aaron Siegenthaler driving baseline, dumps it down to Kendall Heffler, goes up strong, no, gets her own rebound, goes up again, can't get it to fall, fighting for it underneath the hoop. It's Fall Creek basketball.
That was a great play there underneath. Great pass. Kendall just hit it a little too hard off the backboard.
Couple good looks for the Lady Macs. They trail 3-0 with 15:44 to go here in the first half. Again, heavy backcourt pressure. Jasmine Hoyer flings it to Sophie Schmidgall, shoots it across the timeline. Good passing from Fall Creek down the lane and a point-blank miss. Right at the hoop. I think that was Doherty. Flanagan right side to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron to Ann to clear rough left wing. Shoots it up top. Aaron Siegenthaler spots up a three right at the circle. Back rim, no. Rebound tracked down by Ann Siegenthaler in the corner. Ann slides a beautiful bounce pass down the lane. It's ripped away from clear rough by Jasmine Hoyer. Oh, she stepped on the end line. Yep. And out of bounds to McDonald. Good to have you with us here on WOGO. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. McDonald still looking for their first points. Inbounds to Chloe Flanagan. Up top, Claire Ruff. Ruff between the wheels. Off a screen from Chloe. Crosses over. Pulls up from 18 feet. That one off the mark. Offensive rebound. Aaron Siegenthaler skips it out to Ann in the left corner. Ann Siegenthaler driving baseline. Goes up hard. Took some contact. No foul. They'll say clean block, but out of bounds to McDonald.
Look at that. Good hustle. Good offensive rebound in there for McDonald.
Aaron Siegenthaler will trigger one in along the baseline. Just over 3 minutes gone by here, first half. 3-0 Fall Creek, the home team. And a big Western Clover Belt Conference game on a Thursday night. Siegenthaler tries to slip it in to Kendall Heffler, and it goes out of bounds. Kendall couldn't quite get a handle on it, and no one tipped it from Fall Creek.
Thought it might have went off a shoe there, but we got a not the greatest angle.
Hoyer inbounds to Kennedy Tum, right back to Jasmine Hoyer, the junior. Shoots it to Sophie Schmidgall, and Sophie dragged that foot.
Yep.
Officials right on top of the call. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I and Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. That's Wynn Family Dentistry. Claire Ruff left wing outside the arc. Off a screen from Ann Siegenthaler. Chloe Flanagan right side to Aaron Siegenthaler. Driving baseline against Kennedy Tum. Hits the brakes, working the pivot. Flips one out to Ann. Ann Siegenthaler driving inside the foul line. Tip pass to Claire Ruff. Ruff driving left baseline. Back out to Ann Siegenthaler. She'll try a three
looks
to tie
good.
The game. Yes, ma'am. Ann Siegenthaler first points for McDonald. Ann showing the range. Three apiece. Fall Creek up top with Jasmine Hoyer.
She might be on tonight.
Right side to Doherty. To Sophie Schmidgall up top. Left side feed for Addie Haynes. Haynes back out to Sophie Schmidgall. Ball fake outside the arc up top, Jasmine Hoyer. Hoyer right side, Kennedy up. Chloe Flanagan stepped in front of a pass, knocked into her own bench. She almost was going the other way.
Yes, that was close.
Jasmine Hoyer will inbound in front of the McDonald bench with Siegenthaler in front of her. Flips it in left side to Anna Doherty. Right side, Kennedy Tum. Tom puts on the floor with the left hand off the screen from Hoyer. Pulls one up at the foul line. Goes in and out. Rebound batted back to Fall Creek. Wild shot off the backboard. Offensive rebound, Sophie Schmidgall. Puts it out to Jasmine Hoyer. Hoyer for three. That one rims in. Not all the rim, but a friendly hometown roll for Jasmine Hoyer. She has four of Fall Creek's 6 points. It's 6-3, the Lady Crickets. And Hoyer steps front of a pass, knocks it out of bounds. Near midcourt, almost with a steal. Aaron Siegenthaler is going to get a well-deserved rest here, working hard. Riley Christensen-Richardson, the sophomore, number 34, comes in. You are not losing anything in speed.
Kendall Heffler's out.
And Hartman, Emily Hartman, the sophomore, number 31, also in for Coach Sally Williams and McDonald. They trail 6-3. Feed into the paint, knocked away by Fall Creek. Riley on the floor, knocked away back into the arms of Chloe Flanagan. She knocks it out of bounds to head coach Jason Martsky of Fall Creek. A lot of hands touch the ball. It's hard for anybody to corral it.
Yes. A lot of bodies on the floor going after it, too. That's good to see, both teams.
Sophie Schmidgall steps out. Becca Sturz comes in. She's a junior, and she is a sharpshooter. Donald had a little trouble with Sturz last year. Feed across the floor for Fall Creek, and Addie Haynes, runner in the lane, comes up short, and Claire Ruff steams out of there with the rebound. Across the logo at midcourt. 5 minutes gone by. McDonald trails. Oh. 6-3, and another unforced error as Riley Christensen-Richardson dragged that pivot foot.
She was going to pass it, and somebody maybe zigged when she thought they were zagging.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. In the paint, Chloe Flanagan steps in front of a pass and knocks it out of bounds along the baseline. Kennedy Tumble inbound. 12:53 to go here in the first half. Inbounds to Becca Sturz. Up top, Jasmine Hoyer. Again, Hoyer has four of the six for Fall Creek. Hoyer drives to the left block, throws one up to the right hand, comes up well short. Chloe Flanagan clears the rebound to Claire Ruff. Ruff keeping the head up across the midstripe to Flanagan. Right side, Riley Christensen-Richardson jabbing. Now one dribble, shoots it over left side to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler driving baseline, comes up short. Offensive rebound, put back. That's no good for Emily Hartman. And the rebound cleared by Fall Creek. Ahead to Kennedy Tum. Tum right side, Sturz. She'll try a 19-footer. That one off the front of the rim. No, Claire Ruff can't quite handle the rebound. And Haynes takes it away.
We got to have that, Lord.
Extra possession for Fall Creek. Becca Sturz up top against Riley. Drops it down to Hoyer. Hoyer in the paint, kick out to Sturz. Sturz thought better of a three. Now spinning down to the right block. She took an extra step.
Probably
and
up.
The official right on top of that one. Aaron Siegenthaler is going to come back into this game. Contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now, michellemua.com at State Farm agent Michelle Mua. One third of the way through the first half. McDonald trails 6-3. Another pass almost gets away from the Lady Macs, but Claire Ruff retrieves near midcourt to Aaron Siegenthaler. Puts it on the floor with the left hand, crosses over on her defender down the right side of the lane, had it stripped for a moment, gets it back along the baseline. Looking for help, shoots a pass to Claire Ruff in the left corner. Ruff got tied up and a reach in, and I think our first foul of the game. And that'll actually be the second on Fall Creek.
Ball on Becca Sturz.
Sturz her first. And Riley Christensen-Richardson will inbound just to the left of the scorer's table. Her team trailing 6-3. Finds Claire Ruff. Ruff in the left corner, picked up her dribble. Up top, Riley Christensen-Richardson. Bullet pass down low to Emily Hartman. High off the glass for two. One-point ball game. Emily Hartman, her first bucket. 6-5, Fall Creek. Pass gets through a couple defenders to Haynes. Back out to Hoyer, looking for another three. She comes up short. Rebound to Ann Siegenthaler. The Siegenthalers will run together. And down the right side of the lane, scoops one high off the glass. No, gets her own rebound. Goes up strong, blocked by Hoyer. And a little bit slow getting up. Push ahead to Haynes. Jumper from 15 feet, rattles in and out. Rebound tracked down by Riley Christensen-Richardson. That was Doherty, rather, on the jumper. Riley across the timeline. Back up top. Between the wheels for Aaron Siegenthaler. 6-5, low-scoring affair. First half. Pull-up jumper from the right elbow. No good for Riley Christensen-Richardson for McDonald. And we have a whistle and a timeout on the floor. We are back in 30 seconds as well. This is Lady Macs basketball on the road at Fall Creek on WOGO Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Yeah. Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Sam Aberle, our producer and board operator. And just a quick observation here during the timeout, I didn't realize Ian Cressine
was down there on the coaching staff. I was just going to mention that to you because I noticed that earlier on. And
good to see Ian down there. So McDonald down 6-5 with under 10.5 to play here first half. Fall Creek with the basketball on their home floor, moving left to right. Kennedy Tum, the senior up top. Leaves the left side for Becca Sturz, the junior, back up top to Tum near midcourt. Right side feed to Doherty. Claire Ruff right in her grill. Doherty backing up, slides a bounce pass. Picked off in the lane by Kendall Heffler, knocked loose. Oh, and we've got a reach in, and Kendall just picked up her second foul. She had it for a moment, lost it, and then tried to hack it loose. And that's her second. So Kendall, who had a long rest on the bench after picking up her first foul early to try to avoid what just happened, picking up that second foul, will now have to sit again. That takes a lot of rebounding power out for McDonald. Lauren Buescher comes in, adding some height to the lineup. 5'10", the junior, number 11. Still 6-5, one-point lead for Fall Creek. Haynes drops it down to Hoyer. Skip out for three. Doherty rims in and out. Rebound tracked down by Hoyer. She's been everywhere. Hoyer down the lane up with the left hand, draws a foul. I think that's going against Riley Christensen-Richardson for McDonald. Foul starting to mount a bit here for the Lady Max with 9:51 to go in the first half. And Hoyer will go back to the line. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Hoyer off the mark on the first free throw. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. As Hoyer splits another pair of free throws, she's 2-for-4 from the foul line and makes it 7-5, Fall Creek. 40 seconds away from the halfway point of the first half. Low-scoring first half, tight first half, as you might expect between two teams at the top of the conference. Erin Siegenthaler spinning in the lane, and she's called for 3 seconds, and she couldn't quite get the shot off before the call came.
Something was going to happen there. I thought she was going to go to her right. She tried to go to her left. Might have been a little more successful going to her right, but gave it a good try.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Another open look at a three for Fall Creek. That one drained by Addie Haynes. And that's her first basket. The senior makes it 10-5. Fall Creek once again has doubled up on the Lady Max. Right side, Riley Christensen-Richardson for McDonald. Off a screen from Buescher. Now Wheeling on the pivot, trying to throw it back to Buescher, knocked out of bounds. No, not quite. They fight for it near the far side of the floor, and eventually it is tipped out of bounds near the Fall Creek student section and will stay with McDonald. Sophie Schmidgall is going to check back in for head coach Jason Martsky and Fall Creek. A lot of active hands in the passing lanes here. Both coaches probably would say the play's been a little more sloppy than they'd like. Both teams have had almost a week off since playing last Friday night. Erin Siegenthaler back to Ann Siegenthaler at the right elbow. Out to Riley Christensen-Richardson for McDonald. 8:47 to play. They'll fight a pass down to Buescher. She's doubled in the paint, trying to get by Hoyer. Finds Ann Siegenthaler. Foul line. Good jumper one. Swish. Good job by Lauren Buescher. Again, not panicking. Finding a teammate. Claire Ruff about to check back in for Coach Williams. Left side, Haynes for another three. That one rims in and out. Long rebound tracked down by Erin Siegenthaler. Saved back in bounds, but right to Hoyer. Hoyer throws it away in the paint, but tipped right back to Fall Creek, and Haynes has another open look at a three. That one clanks off the side of the rim, and we have a push down low, and Hoyer, I believe, is going to be called for that. As Erin Siegenthaler took a hard spill, she looks all right. And these kids are all working hard. I mean, just both sides.
Yes.
Riley Christensen-Richardson takes a seat for McDonald's. Claire Ruff back in. Emily Hartman will inbound. Finds Claire Ruff. Ruff breaks pressure across the timeline. Right side, and Siegenthaler for another three. Right side off the side of the rim. Aaron Siegenthaler, offensive rebound. Back out to clear a rough right wing. Jabbing, probing, couple dribbles. Crosses over on Hoyer. Had it stripped for a moment. Gets it back along the right block. Fights it out to Siegenthaler, right wing. To Aaron Siegenthaler. She'll try a three. Left side, front of the rim. No. Long rebound track down by Hoyer. Hoyer, the push ahead to Kennedy Tum. Tum on the run. Bumps. Can't get the shot to fall, but a foul. And she will go to the line shooting two with 7:46 to play here in the first half. We'll kick off Catholic Schools Week at the Max Spaghetti Spectacular and Kids Carnival. Join us on January 26, 2025 at McDonald Central Catholic High School, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a delicious spaghetti meal, carnival games, as the free throw bounces all around and out. Bouncy houses, prize drawings, and more. Meal prices start at just $15, and kids under three eat free. Can't make it? Support the cause with our basket raffle. Class baskets valued at over $200. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org for details. We'll see you there again January 26th from 11 to 6. Kennedy Tum, 13 leading by three, trying to make it a two-possession game. She will not as the second free throw rattles out, spins out, rather, and Aaron Siegenthaler with the rebound. And Siegenthaler. I'm going to mess that up every game. Tess Rozowski in the game now. The senior for McDonald, number 22, 5'5". Chloe Flanagan, right wing. Flanagan testing the right-handed dribbles. Clear rough, posting up left side. Siegenthaler. That's Ann. Drives down to the left block. Back out to Buescher. And Siegenthaler, left wing. Sophie Schmidgall guards her. Shoots it up top. Tess Rozowski. Finds Chloe Flanagan in the right corner. Flanagan, a left-handed dribble back up top between the wheels, resetting the offense, and she gets the play call from head coach Sally Williams. Flanagan off a screen from Lauren Buescher, looking for help, shoots it up top. And Siegenthaler, and crossing over, gets by her defender down the left side of the lane. Tough shot, and she drew a foul down the left side of the lane. With 6:56 remaining in a three-point ball game. Emily Hartman's going to check back in. Anna Doherty with the foul. Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, and that's why Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wasgalla.com. Siegenthaler off the mark on the first free throw. Emily Hartman will come in for Lauren Buescher. Again, White City Glass, a proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking Chi High and McDonald athletes. And Siegenthaler's second free throw. That one rims it out, but Emily Hartman comes off the bench and immediately makes an impact as she has an offensive rebound, but threw it away. Back to Fall Creek, Addie Haynes. Haynes hesitation on the way to the hoop, flips it up with the left hand over the top of Claire Ruff. There's a nice finish there by Haynes. 12-7 Fall Creek. Tess Rozowski up top. Left side feed for Aaron and Siegenthaler outside the arc. Threw it away in the paint. Stolen by Sophie Schmidgall. Looked like she dragged the pivot foot.
Yeah.
I know some of the McDonald fans were calling for it. Saw it the same way. The officials don't see it. If it did happen. Stirs left side. They'll work it down to Addie Haynes in that left corner. 5-point lead. Largest advantage of the night for Fall Creek. Sophie Schmidgall fights a bounce pass over to Haynes. Then gets it back. Reposting the left block. Sophie, kick out. Kennedy Tum for three. That one rattles in and out. Good box out by Chloe Flanagan to get the rebound. Flanagan to clear Ruff. Ruff in the backcourt. Across the logo. Left side. No hesitation on a three. Comes up short. Tess Rozowski batted it to Chloe Flanagan. And Flanagan fouled in the lane. Nice job by Tess following her shot. She didn't quite corral the offensive rebound, but able to bat it to Chloe. Riley Christensen-Richardson will come in as Ann Siegenthaler. He's a little bit of a breather here. 14 fouls apiece with 5:50 remaining. Cameron Dahlberg, the sophomore, into the game for Fall Creek. Tess Rozowski will inbound, flips it up top to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan back out to Claire Ruff. Ruff looking for her first points. Crosses over, pulls up from 17. That one off the side of the rim. No for Claire. Offensive rebound, Riley. Riley Christensen-Richardson into the right corner. Tess Rozowski up top, Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan down the left side of the lane, fights it out to Claire Ruff, passes up the three. Just inside the arc, goes between her legs, leaves it for Riley on the right wing. Riley Christensen-Richardson floats it to Emily Hartman. Hartman for three, left corner. That one too strong. Offensive rebound, Tess Rozowski. McDonald working hard on the offensive glass.
They need a basket, though. It'd be nice to kind of catch up a little bit here.
Emily Hartman Bumped a bit up top, flips it off to Riley Christensen. Richardson crosses over on her defender, pulls up at the foul line, looking for an outlet. Finds one, and Tess Rosowski up top. Tess down the right side of the lane, falling away for a 15-foot jumper. No rebound secured by Hoyer of Fall Creek. Still a 5-point lead for the Lady Crickets. Left side driving into lane. Jordy, too strong off the glass. Offensive rebound. Sophie Schmidgall rips it out of there to Hoyer. Hoyer with a head fake down the left side of the lane. A smooth take to the hoop. 4-2. 14-7, Fall Creek. A 3, a 2, and a pair of free throws for Jasmine Hoyer. 4.5 minutes to go here in the first half. And Fall Creek's doubled up on McDonald, this time 14-7. They've led 6-3 and 10-5 as well.
Need to get somebody going here.
Left side, Tess Rosowski, the senior, drops it down to Claire Ruff, backing her defender in the paint, pulls up from 6 feet. That one just off the mark. Offensive rebound. Emily Hartman couldn't get it to fall. It's tough there among the tall trees of the Crickets. Feed down to Schmidgall in the paint. Goes up with the right hand, too strong. Tess Rosowski pulls down the rebound. McDonald's played some good defense here. Just need to equal it on the offensive side. Hartman up top, and a whistle and a full timeout taken by head coach Sally Williams. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, market president at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Welcome back to Fall Creek Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Also, you can watch live tonight WOGO Sports on YouTube. Again, subscribe to WOGO Sports on YouTube. Live video streaming as we continue to test out equipment. McDonald trailing 14-7 here on the road at Fall Creek. They do have possession coming out of the timeout from head coach Sally Williams. Claire Ruff up top to Siegenthaler, who came in out of the break. Both Siegenthalers back on the floor. Chloe Flanagan down to Claire Ruff, threw it away, and turnover again by McDonald. Goes to the Crickets. Chloe Flanagan, Aaron and Ann Siegenthaler, Claire Ruff, and Riley Christensen Richardson, the five on the floor. For McDonald, not quite their starting five, as Kendall Heffler continues to sit with the two fouls. She's played just a couple minutes here tonight.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have her back out there.
Anna Doherty up top. With the feed to Cameron Dahlberg, that was almost a steal for Riley Christensen Richardson. Feed into the paint. Jasmine Hoyer, she's triple teamed, fights the pass out to Kennedy Tum. Tum top of the key, flips the left side to Dahlberg, the sophomore. Back up top. High post. Sophie Schmidgall turns and faces. Gives it back out for Kennedy Tum. Right side Dahlberg, the sophomore, into the right corner. That's Doherty. Drops it down to Sophie Schmidgall, who's calling for the ball. Back out to Doherty. Doherty with a head fake. Refeeds. Sophie turns up with a left hand off the glass and scores. Veteran move in the paint there for Sophie Schmidgall. Largest lead of the night for Fall Creek is extended 16-7. They're rough.
We've been stuck on seven for a while. We need to get it going here.
Outside the arc, right wing in front of the student section for Fall Creek is Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan to Riley Christensen. Richardson up top, picks up her dribble. Bounce pass to Siegenthaler. Sophie Schmidgall guarding her very closely. Siegenthaler turns up with the left hand over the top of Sophie, too strong. Rebound to Schmidgall. Hands it off to Kennedy Tum.
Good shot.
Tum across the timeline, left side for Dahlberg. Up top to Anna Doherty. Senior leaves for Dahlberg, the sophomore, back to Sophie Schmidgall. The high post drops down to Hoyer. Hoyer turns up with the right hand, can't get it to fall. Flying in for the rebound, Sophie Schmidgall couldn't get it. Siegenthaler push ahead, to clear Ruff, and Ruff back to Siegenthaler, and has it high on the right to Aaron Siegenthaler in the right corner. Aaron picks up her dribble, looking for an outlet. Shoot a bounce pass right wing. Riley Christensen-Richardson. Claire Ruff flashing into the post. Doesn't get the pass. Instead, back out to Aaron Siegenthaler. Back to Claire Ruff in the left corner. Ruff puts it on the floor with her right hand. Working off a little bit of a slip screen. Pulls up. Has her shot blocked. Gets it back. McDonald work back around the perimeter. Chloe Flanagan up top. Checked by Kennedy Tum. Aaron Siegenthaler was looking for Riley Christensen-Richardson, who was making a basket cut, and the pass sails out of bounds. And in a game where you've struggled to score, you just can't afford some of these turnovers. And the length has been an issue for Fall Creek. They are a team certainly with more height across the board than McDonald has. They've used it pretty well. Addie Haynes up top against Tess Brzozowski. Flips one to Hoyer. Between the wheels, right side back to Haynes. She feeds to Sophie Schmidgall. Sophie calling for it in the paint. Goes high off the glass. Too strong. Rebound Aaron Siegenthaler has to save it back in bounds. And Chloe Flanagan. Now McDonald can run. They've got a 3-on-2 to Claire Ruff. Ruff in transition for three. Rattles it in and out. Could have used that one, but an offensive rebound for Aaron Siegenthaler. To Aaron Siegenthaler. Straight on for
there
three.
Splashed it.
That's what we needed.
Two possession game, 16-10. Aaron Siegenthaler, her first points. 26 seconds remaining in the first half. Hoyer flips it out right side to Doherty. Pass to Sophie Schmidgall, blocked, but a foul.
Had to.
We'll get Ann Siegenthaler with that with 20.4 seconds to play. Team's fifth foul. Four whistles against Fall Creek. And Sophie Schmidgall will go to the line with 4 points. Her first free throw attempts tonight, I believe. And first one is good. It's a three-possession game again, 17-10 Fall Creek. Sophie, the senior, now the line hits both. Back to an 8-point lead for the Crickets. McDonald with 20 seconds remaining has it in the backcourt, facing backcourt pressure. Double team. Chloe Flanagan. Shoots a test. Brzozowski drives in hard. Blocked from behind by Sophie Schmidgall. Ball loose along the baseline. Retrieved by Siegenthaler. And Siegenthaler shoots it out to Chloe Flanagan with 5 seconds left. To Tess Brzozowski with three. Right side. Aaron Siegenthaler to beat the buzzer comes up short. And it's an 18-10 lead for Fall Creek at the half. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports. We'll take it to the break in just a moment and be back with your stats, highlights, analysis, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs as well. If you're looking for a bright start for your little one, McDonald Area Catholic Schools is accepting applications for the 2025-2026 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has openings in 3K, 4K, and kindergarten programs. Qualifying families can attend tuition-free through the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program when you apply by April 17th. Give your child an exceptional Catholic liberal arts education in a caring, small-class environment, but hurry, spaces are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes. You're on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. At halftime, it's Fall Creek 18, McDonald 10. We're back in three on WOGO Sports and WOGO Sports on YouTube.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the Midsize SUV and the Mid-Century Modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Halftime here in Fall Creek. Good to have you with us. WOGO Sports live on Facebook and on YouTube tonight. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. And again, catch us on WOGO Sports' brand new YouTube channel. Check it out. Of course, we appreciate you subscribing as well as we say hello here at Fall Creek. Mark Maloney, first half. Offensively, not what McDonald was looking for. Defensively, though, again, against a team where they're giving up quite a bit in terms of height, they played pretty strong and rebounded well.
I agree. And, you know, 18-10 is a very low-scoring first half for a basketball game at the varsity level. Credit the McDonald girls for playing some good defense against a very good team there. Like you said, they're pretty lengthy in there. But they're doing a really good job on the defensive side of the boards. I agree our offense isn't as smooth as it should be. I would like to see some more shots going up, whether it's, you know, from out at the three-point arc or whatever. But let's just get some shots off, see what happens, and, you know, fight for the offensive rebound.
And there have been some pretty good looks as well, too, that, again, that just haven't gone down yet. But you're certainly hoping that things will improve on the offensive side for McDonald. We'll hear the highlights in a moment. But, again, just 3 players have scored on both sides for Fall Creek. They're led by Jasmine Hoyer, incredibly talented junior. She has 7 points. Sophie Schmidgall doing some damage in the paint from the free throw line with 6 points. And then 5 for Addie Haynes, 2 three-pointers in the first half for Fall Creek. McDonald's also hit 2 threes, 1 from each Siegenthaler. 5 points for Ann Siegenthaler, 3 for Aaron Siegenthaler, and 2 for Emily Hartman to round out the scoring for the Lady Macs. But again, you have one of your talented seniors in Kendall Heffler, who didn't play much in the first half. If she can play clean in the second half, you add her height back into the lineup. Hopefully that helps you both offensively and defensively. Claire Ruff, again, very talented scorer. We haven't seen her get going yet, too. So again, I think there's a lot of meat still left on the bone, so to speak, for McDonald, a lot of different ways here. And so you got to, again, build off that defense and hope the offense again finds its rhythm.
I agree. I mean, I think they will. And again, having Kendall back out there, yeah, she's got 2 fouls. You know, let her play here the second half. You know, you get 5, so she's got 3 more. I wouldn't take her out for a 3rd foul. I wouldn't take her out for a 4th foul. Let's just see if she can't play a little cleaner. And you need her out there to kind of lead a little bit. She's a great leader on the floor and a great asset on both ends for rebound. So. And she can put the ball in the basket. So let's see if we can't get something going.
Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights on WOGO. It's Kennedy Tom hits the brakes, working the pivot. Flips one out to Ann. Ann Siegenthaler driving inside the foul line. Tip pass to Claire Ruff. Ruff driving left baseline. Back out to Ann Siegenthaler. She'll try a three to tie the game. Yes, man. Richardson, Richardson will inbound just to the left of the scorer's table. Her team trailing 6-3. Finds Claire Ruff. Ruff in the left corner. Picked up her dribble. Up top, Riley Christensen Richardson. Bullet pass down low to Emily Hartman. High off the glass for two. Now McDonald can run. They've got a 3-on-2 to Claire Ruff. Ruff in transition for three. Rattles it in and out. Could have used that one, but an offensive rebound for Ann Siegenthaler. To Aaron Siegenthaler. Straight on for there three. Splashed it.
That's what we needed.
And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO. McDonald trails by 8, 18-10 at the break here to Fall Creek. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Face off! Here is Carlson Martin! Breakaway chance!
Two on
here comes Foyles! Foyles moves in! And scores! Shy High wins this one in overtime, shorthanded!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome back to halftime here on WOGO. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney with you for Lady Max Basketball. It's time for our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-out. So please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we're going to give a shout-out here to Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base with his wife, Linda, and our granddaughters, Rosalie and Freya. We just got a video last night from those guys. Freya is just walking all over the place.
Sure.
It's hilarious watching her go. So she's doing really well. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, trying to stay dry down there and warm. Jordy Kubishik up at Eielson Air Force Base in Fairbanks, Alaska. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm over at Yokota Air Force Base. Greg Hovland, a Colfax grad, is at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Arizona. Sarah Pazin-Bofies with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of the Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Kristen Levesser Davis is in the Air Force National Guard in Minneapolis. Carter Billen, I just caught up with his dad. He is still stationed out at the, he's in the Air Force. He's a staff sergeant, just got promoted, working at the Navy Brig in San Diego. Jeff Link, I just caught up with him. He's a 2019 Chi High grad. Just got promoted to staff sergeant also and is at in Italy at Aviano Air Force Base. Just got back from Korea. Brandon Anderson from Colfax is active duty Navy. Caught up with Wayne Trimble. Is a 1996 McDonald grad. He just put in for his retirement after like 26 years. He's retiring in February of 2026. Noah Stewart is out at Joint Base Bowling in Washington, D.C. Noah Christofferson is an Army specialist at Fort Carson, Colorado. Ellie Eckes, I'm trying to catch up with her. She's in the Army National Guard along with see what her brother Evan is doing. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, Matt Pulver, and Mason Gadel round out our list there, and we'll it's a short list, but there's so much going on, and just a huge thank you, and glad that everybody made it through the holidays.
As always, want to remember our service members in the holiday season. Yes, but Jasmine Hoyer attacks the basket and draws a foul and one opportunity to start the second half, but again, we want to make sure that we're not forgetting about our service members after kind of the warm fuzzies of the holiday season. Yes. Are gone. Again, as they're still out there many times in harm's way, and we're grateful for all that they do as Hoyer rims out the end one opportunity. So it's 20-10. Again, as we've said several times, Fall Creek has doubled up on McDonald. It was 6-3, it was 10-5, 14-7, now 20-10. Siegenthaler to Siegenthaler along the baseline. Won't fall for Ann off a nice feed from Aaron. Kennedy Tum goes behind her back across the timeline left side. Finds Haynes. Haynes driving baseline. Finds Hoyer, and Hoyer attacks the basket and scores. And she has been a problem to deal with, Jasmine Hoyer.
She's kind of taken over there. So I don't think that pass was intended for her, but she fought for it, made a basket.
Kendall Heffler, Claire Ruff, Chloe Flanagan, and both Aaron and Ann Siegenthaler on the floor for McDonald. A Siegenthaler to Siegenthaler for two. And Aaron Siegenthaler now has five, matching twin sister Ann's tally. 22-12, 10-point game. Fall Creek with the lead here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. WOGO Sports on YouTube. Live video stream as we continue to test out that capability. Thank you to our cameraman, Sam Aberle, and our producer back at WOGO Studios, Zach Wycheck. Kennedy Tum, wide open look at a three from right in front of her own student section. Long rebound tapped out, and Claire Ruff tries to track it down. And actually, good thing she stayed away from that one as it was tipped by Fall Creek. And Coach Jason Marsky disagreeing. The officials are going to conference real quick here, and we'll see that right now they've given the ball to McDonald. But we'll see if that changes.
He saw the tip.
And it will stay with McDonald ball.
Yep. Good to see the refs out there getting together and getting the call right.
And that's to Ann Siegenthaler back to Claire Ruff. Again, heavy backcourt pressure, a tipped pass. Aaron Siegenthaler floats it across the timeline. Left side, Claire Ruff. Wide open look at a three left. Wing book it. That's a big bucket for McDonald.
That's what we want to see. Shoot the ball.
Claire Ruff makes it 22-15. Ooh. Whistle in the backcourt and a foul on McDonald.
Yeah, just picked up her third.
That was the first basket of the game for Claire, and so hopefully she can get going here in the second half. Ann Siegenthaler, as you mentioned, her third foul, team second of the second half, and so Ann will take a break here with 16-14 remaining. Riley Christensen-Richardson will hop back in. Kennedy Tum in the backcourt. Finds Anna Doherty. Doherty sneaks a bounce pass down to Sophie Schmidgall. Gets Kendall Heffler up in the air, turns and scores. Kendall may be lucky, too, not to get a foul on top of that.
I agree.
Aaron Siegenthaler to Kendall Heffler. Kendall shoots it to Chloe Flanagan. High on the left. Flanagan fights a bounce pass through traffic to Aaron Siegenthaler up top. 24-15, 9-point lead for Fall Creek, the home team. In a battle in the top third of the Western Clover Belt Conference, Riley Christensen-Richardson goes behind her back against Sophie Schmidgall. Riley picks up the dribble. Left side, Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron with 5 points, co-lead for McDonald. Aaron pulls up, 8-foot jumper, rattles in. Nice job tapping the brakes, and a smooth shooter's touch there from Aaron Siegenthaler, trying to answer for Fall Creek. Maddie Haynes makes it 26-17. Again, just three players have scored for the Crickets, but they've done a lot of damage. Doherty coming from behind Chloe Flanagan to knock it away. It'll stay with McDonald with 15:09. A baseline out of bounds. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric. Proud to back the Lady Macs as Coach Williams will take a quick timeout here as they struggle with the inbound. We'll be back in half a minute on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to Lady Macs Basketball on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com for live audio streaming and podcasts. Also, watch and listen live video streaming via WOGO Sports on YouTube. McDonald trailing 26-17, almost 3 minutes into the second half here on the road at Fall Creek. The inbounds coming out of the timeout, Riley Christensen-Richardson holding. Finds up top Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron down the right side of the lane. Tough shot falling away. It won't rattle in. Long rebound tracked down by Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan trying to fight off Addie Haynes. Feeds into the post and Claire Ruff couldn't handle it. Aaron pass. Fall Creek on the run and an end one for Sophie Schmidgall. Tom on the assist. Sophie Schmidgall Now into double-digit points with 10. Foul on Riley Christensen-Richardson for McDonald. Her second, team's third. No fouls here in the second half so far in Fall Creek. And Sophie at the line looking for point number 11 and to stay perfect at the foul line, and she will. 3 for 3 from the charity stripe. Largest lead of the night for Fall Creek, 29-17. Defense leading to offense for the Crickets. Aaron Siegenthaler up top. Siegenthaler, right block extended, maintaining the dribble up top to Riley. Richardson puts it on the floor with the left hand. And Sophie Schmidgall back out to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron beyond the arc to Chloe Flanagan. I don't think Chloe's taken a shot yet.
I don't think she has.
Claire Ruff, left corner.
She's a good shot.
Up top to Riley, crossing over on Haynes. Fights it over to Chloe Flanagan. Back up top, Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron with about 6 feet of separation between her and Sophie Schmidgall. And Sophie still tipped a pass. Chloe Flanagan up top off the screen for Kendall Heffler. Shoots a pocket pass down to Heffler. Thought maybe there was a foul. No call. Tie up in the paint. Held ball possession staying with McDonald.
That's why we need Kendall out there. She's going after the ball.
Sophie Schmidgall is going to take a breather for Fall Creek. Becca Sturr is back out there for Coach Jason Martsky. Two of the blocks, two at the elbows for McDonald, rather, on the inbounds. Left corner, Claire Ruff. Ruff against Doherty. Fights it out to Aaron Siegenthaler. She's got a straight-on look at a three. Rattles off the front of the rim. It's a good look. Wouldn't fall. Becca Sturrs takes it across the timeline with some speed. Crossing over, down the lane, high off the glass, and scores. A pretty move there from Becca Sturrs. That's her first point. The junior.
Oh.
Long three in the left corner. No good for Kendall Heffler. And now Kendall, frustrated, reaches in and knocks it away from Sturrs, and a reach-in foul. And that'll be the fourth team foul on McDonald, the third on Kendall. With 13:34 remaining, 14-point lead for Fall Creek, 31-17.
Probably a good foul there on Kendall. Unfortunately, her third. But she stopped a fast break going in there, probably for a layup.
Emily Hartman and Ann Siegenthaler about to check back in at the next juncture. Haynes right wing up top to Doherty. Back to Haynes in front of her student section, high on the right. Doherty swings in the left corner, tipped pass by Claire Ruff. But Fall Creek retrieves, Sturrs, shoots it back up top. Doherty right side, out of Haynes. Haynes finds Jasmine Hoyer at the right elbow. She's double, kick back to Haynes. Haynes, good look at a three, and she's swished it. Haynes has been dangerous. Her second three. She now has 10 points. 34-17. And once again, we can say that Fall Creek has doubled up on McDonald. And that lead has grown each time. Claire Ruff leaves it for Riley Christensen-Richardson. Up top between the wheels. Nice crossover. Couple crossovers, but lost on the way to the hoop. Taken away by Fall Creek and Addie Haynes. Haynes has a wide open Anna Doherty down the lane for a layup. 36-17 is Claire Ruff, slow to get up on the far side. Anna Doherty becomes the fifth player to score for Fall Creek. And Claire's going to have to take a seat here. Couldn't see the injury, but she's going to be attended to on the sideline. I'll see Riley Christensen-Richardson checking out. And Siegenthaler back in along with Emily Hartman. So Ann and Aaron Siegenthaler, Chloe Flanagan, Emily Hartman, and Kendall Heffler, the five on the floor right now for head coach Sally Williams. 12:33 to play. McDonald basketball trailing 36-17 against Fall Creek here on the road. And Siegenthaler out to Aaron Siegenthaler up top. Right side feed to Chloe Flanagan. Chloe puts it on the floor with the left hand. Try to feed it between a pair of arms and legs, and Hoyer knocks it away. Hoyer gets it back on the run. Left block, bowling her way down the paint. Her right-handed hook doesn't fall. And Siegenthaler now on the run for McDonald. And hesitation dribble, pulls it up the right block, and she took a push. That sent her hard to the deck. And that'll be the first foul of the second half against Fall Creek. It'll go against Kennedy Tung. Well, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Still only a third of the way into the second half. Lots of time left here for McDonald, but trailing by 19. Emily Hartman up top. And Siegenthaler down the lane, pulls up with the right hand. No, and frustration foul on Siegenthaler. She just picked up her fourth. Hacking, trying to get the rebound. 11:56 left, and presumably we'll have to check out here unless Coach Sally Williams decides differently. No, she's going to send Lauren Buescher in shortly. Fifth foul of the second half for McDonald. Kennedy Tum high on the right. Drops it down to Sophie Schmidgall in the right corner, back out to Tum. Tum to Sturz. He'll swing left side for Dahlberg. Working around the perimeter, Crickets, of course, in no hurry now with a lead by 19, 36-17. Left side, Haynes. They left her open for another three. That one doesn't rattle in. Offensive rebound, though, by Sturz underneath the hoop. And a jump ball possession stays with Fall Creek. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. Inbounds to Haynes, passes up the three this time. Swings back out to Dahlberg. Right side, Sturz. Sturz spinning inside the arc to Kennedy Tum, shoots it into the paint. Haynes driving in with a left hand, too strong off the glass. Kendall Heffler pulls down the rebound. And Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler ahead to Tess Rozowski, hits the brakes, out of pass, batted, fights it back out to Aaron Siegenthaler at the right block. Aaron turning, tough shot with the right hand, too strong. Rebound cleared by Fall Creek, and Kennedy Tum will push. Tum ahead to Addie Haynes, the senior left side with Lauren Buescher on her. Pass fired down to Sophie Schmidgall in the paint. Kennedy Tum kicks it out right side. Dahlberg for three, that one's nothing but net. Fall Creek is cooking now, 39-17. Kendall Heffler up top to Aaron Siegenthaler. It's an 18-10 halftime advantage for Fall Creek. They've gone on a 21-7 run here in the second half. Kendall Heffler, left baseline, jabbing against Sophie Schmidgall, up with the right hand, high off the glass, no. Rebound to Sophie Schmidgall of Fall Creek.
Could he get a shot off, though?
Tum across the timeline between the wheels. Left side for Addie Haynes. Haynes checked by Lauren Buescher. Senior against junior. Haynes drops it down to Sturz. Or rather to Kennedy Tum, back to Sturz. And Sturz flips him up with the right hand. Too strong. Rebound out to McDonald and Aaron Siegenthaler. To Lauren Buescher right side. Lauren right block extended. And double dribbled. Got caught up just a moment, not quite sure what she wanted to do with it, and the officials on top of the call. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. 9:51 remaining in the game. Again, a lot of game time left, but Fall Creek has really opened this one up, leading 39-17. Good to see Claire Ruff. She's going to be checking back in after getting dinged up earlier, but looks like she's all right. Or gutting it out. Give and go feed to Sophie Schmidgall on the paint. Kendall Heffler rips it away. Lauren Buescher takes a loose ball and finds Aaron Siegenthaler. McDonald forcing a turnover.
Got to be able to convert on these, though. You need a basket.
Kendall Heffler high on the left outside the arc. Finds Tess Rozowski. Tess, one of the seniors on this McDonald team for head coach Sally Williams. To her fellow senior Kendall Heffler. Pass down to Emily Hartman. Hartman up with the left hand from just inside the left block. Couldn't get it to fall. Tough angle on that one as she was kind of leaning in. Becca Sturz up top for Fall Creek. Drop down to Sophie Schmidgall. Big ball fake at the right block extended. Working with the left hand out to Addie Haynes. Haynes doesn't take the three. Backtracking with the dribble near midcourt. Working off a screen now from Sophie Schmidgall. Haynes right back to her fellow senior Sophie. Haynes now directing traffic. Left side, Addie Haynes. Leaves it out on the left outside the arc to Doherty. Becca Sturz up top, crosses over on her defender. Again, Fall Creek working the offense out to Dahlberg. Wide open three. That one doesn't go down. Sophie Schmidgall fighting for the rebound. A whistle and a foul. I think this one may go against Schmidgall. That'll be the second
No, just out of bounds.
Out of bounds, last touch by Fall Creek. 8:28 remaining. Claire Ruff back in the game will inbound again against some full court pressure. Ruff holding and a whistle and a quick timeout from Coach Sally Williams, so we'll take a break as well. 60-second timeout. We are back in 1 minute. Lady Max Basketball on WOGO.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Well, mark your calendars. McDonald Area Catholic School's biggest fundraiser, Spring Spectacular, is happening March 29, 2025. Get ready for an unforgettable evening to celebrate and support Catholic education. Stay tuned. Exciting details, including the evening's entertainment, are coming soon. Don't miss it. Save the date. Spaghetti Spectacular, March 29. On the timeout for McDonald, Claire Ruff takes the inbounds from Emily Hartman. Claire across the timeline. Near her bench. Pulls it back up to Chloe Flanagan. Chloe up top between the wheels against Addie Haynes. Back to Claire working off a screen from Lauren Buescher. Claire Ruff down the right side of the lane at the right block. Lost it for a moment. Retrieves. Up top, Riley Christensen goes high for the pass and leaves it for Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan up top, wide open. The left-handed three rattles in and out. Offensive rebound, though, by Emily Hartman and a whistle and a foul underneath. Maybe Chloe thought about that one just a heartbeat too long. That one halfway down pops back out. Dahlberg with the foul. It's time. Time to call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi, or finally add the extra bathroom that you've just been doing without. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. 839-0707, 839-0707, or wurzgalla.com. Riley Christensen Richardson up top. McDonald trailing 39-17. Under eight to go here in the game at Fall Creek. McDonald comes into this game unbeaten conference play. Fall Creek trying to change that. Chloe Flanagan, left block, lost it out of bounds. Fall Creek is 3-1 in conference. Their only conference setback to Regis. Regis, 4-1 in conference. Their only conference loss to McDonald.
Yep, that vicious cycle.
Kendall Heffler's going to check back into this game. Lauren Buescher will take a seat with 7:32 to play. And McDonald only has one foul left to give this half. They've committed five. Two of the blocks, two in the corners as Riley Christensen Richardson to inbound. Riley floats it into Emily Hartman. Good catch back up top, Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan yep. to Riley and reaching in. A whistle and a foul on Emma Westray, the senior. Westray, one of the members of that state championship Fall Creek softball team.
Ball on Emma Westray.
Now the foul is evening up a bit. Was the third on Fall Creek. Riley to inbound. Finds Claire Ruff in the left corner. Ruff down to Kendall Heffler. Heffler backing in against Hoyer. Throws one up with the right hand. No. Hoyer clears the rebound. We don't have a height listed for Jasmine Hoyer, but says she's got to be pushing 6 foot if she's not there yet. Addie Haynes driving baseline up with the left hand and scores. 41-17. Fall Creek. The offense is come much more easily in the second half of the Crickets. The struggles offensively, unfortunately, have continued for McDonald. Had some good looks. Claire Ruff picks up her dribble to Kendall Heffler. She'll try a three left corner. That one off the side of the rim and off the top of the backboard out of bounds to Fall Creek.
Went over the backboard. If it breaks that plane over the backboard, that's the out of bounds. Can hit the top of the backboard, but if it goes across there, then that's the violation.
Riley Christensen Richardson providing some lone backcourt pressure on Jasmine Hoyer. Donald looking for a trap. Don't He'll get it near midcourt. Doherty back to Hoyer, driving baseline against Kendall Heffler. She's doubled, then tripled. Finds a pass out to Addie Haynes. Haynes lost it for a moment, but Westrate retrieves. Kick into the corner, that's Hoyer. Hoyer in front of her own student section. Jab step, shoots it across. Left side, Cameron Dahlberg. Dahlberg pulls up just inside the foul line, well off the mark on her jumper. Rebound to Emily Hartman. Hartman left wing. Over to Riley Christensen. Richardson tried to pass it into the paint to Claire Ruff and overshot her, and Hoyer with the steal. Hoyer across the logo at midcourt. Just over 6 minutes to play in the game. Hoyer weaving down the lane. No, gets her own rebound. Stripped of the ball, but a whistle and a foul. We'll see who this goes against.
Not cool against Emily, but I don't know. Emily looked like
I thought
she
Emily
ball.
Got it cleanly. But they do get Emily Hartman. I thought maybe they saw Chloe Flanagan come in from the opposite side with some contact. And we don't have court level, but Coach Sally Williams getting a bit of an explanation because it looked clean from here.
It did.
Obviously, I see you through royal blue, white, and gold eyes. And Siegenthaler and Aaron Siegenthaler back in. Emily Hartman and Chloe Flanagan will take a seat with 5:57 to play. Fall Creek with the basketball and the commanding lead, 41-17. Here on the road for McDonald. Westrate
out of bounds.
Stepped on the end line. Aaron Siegenthaler pushes it ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Over the shoulder catch, hard to the hoop, and scores. Fall Creek maybe caught a little snoozing there, and the Siegenthaler twins make them pay. 7 points now for Ann Siegenthaler. Claire Ruff knocks a pass away, and she takes another hard seat on the deck. And Emma Westrate quickly over to make sure she's all right, as it was an inadvertent bump there, but... Westrate will inbound. Drops it in for Anna Doherty. Back out to Westrate. Bobbles for a moment. Doubled. Slides a pass along the baseline. Addie Haynes shoots a dangerous pass, and it's taken away by McDonald's. Ann Siegenthaler down the lane. Left-handed layup is good. Couple layups in a row for Ann Siegenthaler. She now has 9 points to lead the way for McDonald. Lady Max almost with another steal. Addie Haynes right corner. Being bodied up along that sideline. Dahlberg up top. Left side for Westrate. Westrate feeds into the post. Nice pass to Doherty. Kendall Heffler goes up strong. Able to deny the shot. Riley Christensen-Richardson saves along the baseline, but stepped on the end line in doing so. 41-21 the score. McDonald down by 20 with 4:53 remaining. Here in the game at Fall Creek. Again, watch live tonight. WOGO Sports on YouTube. Sam Aberle, our camera operator here on site. Our producer and board op, the WOGO home base in Halley, is Zach Wycheck. Addie Haynes left wing. Haynes doubled, and a whistle and a foul. They may get Aaron Siegenthaler with a reach in.
Yep.
And yes, indeed. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. It's now a 1-1 as McDonald didn't have any fouls left to give, so Addie Haynes will try to add to her impressive tally of points tonight on the free throw line, and she will. It's her free throw attempt. And officially 13 points for Addie Haynes. A talented, deep senior class for head coach Jason Marsky. Second free throw rims in and out, but an offensive rebound by Doherty and right back out to Haynes. Right side, Doherty in the corner. Drop down into the post, and a whistle and a foul on Kendall Heffler. There's Johanna Grossinger, just a freshman out there. And again, we don't have the advantage of heights being listed, but as a freshman, Grossinger, they're big out here in Fall Creek. She's got to be eyeballing 6'1".
Yeah.
So Grossinger, the freshman, will go to the line. Shooting two. First free throw is good. ...43-21 the score. Fall Creek up 22. Again, it was an 8-point game at halftime, but the Crickets have really put the pedal to the metal in the second half. Second free throw, no good. Kendall Heffler gobbles up the rebound to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler bounce pass in the left corner. The work back out to Riley Christensen-Richardson up top. Under 4.5 to go in the game. McDonald trailing by 22. And Siegenthaler backing her defender down. Kick out to Riley. Riley for three, right wing back. Comes up short. Kendall Heffler battling for the rebound. Oh. Couldn't quite corral it before it caromed off a sneaker.
She had it out of bounds for a second.
Chloe Flanagan will come back into the game with 4:15 remaining. Riley Christensen-Richardson will take a seat. 18 fouls on McDonald. Just three whistles against Fall Creek, so no danger there for the Crickets. McDonald again employing some trapping pressure just past half court. Kennedy Tum up top for Coach Jason Martsky, the senior point guard. Left side, Claire Ruff trying to knock it away from Emma Westrate. Westrate wheeling, finds Grossinger. Kick out right side, Haynes another wide open look at a three. That one off the side of the iron. Offensive rebound, Grossinger. Kick out to Kennedy Tum in the left corner. Tum down to Grossinger. The freshman in the paint throws it away. Westrate had one hand on it, couldn't pull it in. And it will go back to McDonald. And we don't have a lot of turnover stats in front of us, but certainly that balance has been tilted in favor of Fall Creek. McDonald unfortunately hasn't helped their cause here with some unforced errors. Claire Ruff straight on for three. Splashed it. Ruff with a smooth finish for McDonald. And that's her second three of the second half. 43-24. 3:16 remaining. Another steal by McDonald. And Siegenthaler down the lane. Drops it off to sister Aaron. And Aaron soars to the hoop for two.
Good teamwork there, sister to sister.
9 points for Aaron Siegenthaler. Matching Ann's tally. They're just big into that identical thing tonight. 2:54 to go, 43-26. Fall Creek with the lead. Another steal by Claire Ruff to Ann Siegenthaler, to Aaron Siegenthaler. Just like clockwork, they do it again. Timeout on the floor. Full timeout from head coach Jason Marsky. We'll take one as well. We're back in 60 seconds. The Lady Macs making a bit of a push here. 2:44 remaining. They trail 43-28. Back in a minute.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Macs.
Welcome back to Lady Macs Basketball and WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Live from Fall Creek High School. Western Cloverbelt Conference girls basketball. Fall Creek a little trouble off the inbounds on the timeout. Kennedy Tum takes it across the timeline, but battling both Siegenthalers. Ball's loose on the floor. Bodies flying everywhere. We'll have a tie-up just inside the three-point line. And McDonald forces another turnover. Held ball. Possession going back to the Lady Macs.
Jump ball, yep.
They trail 43-28, but making a nice push here.
Yes.
At the end, with 2:31 left, trying to spark a furious rally. Claire Ruffle inbound. Finds Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan in the backcourt as the pressure backs off a little bit. Emma Westrate picks her up near midcourt. Flanagan finds Claire Ruff. Ruff up top. Aaron Siegenthaler for three straight on. That one comes up short, out of bounds to Fall Creek. It's a good look there for Aaron, and she's already proven that she can hit that shot. Four three-pointers made for McDonald tonight. Trailing by 15. They don't have any fouls to give as they've committed eight. Jasmine Hoyer, high pass, retrieved by Dahlberg. Going down to Westray. Westray, a 15-foot jumper along the baseline, is good. 45-28, Emma Westrate has Scores for McDonald. Whistle on the other side. And Ann Siegenthaler draws the contact. And that one went against Kennedy Tum. Foul on the floor. Hare Ruff and Chloe Flanagan will stand at the blocks. Kendall Heffler and Ann Siegenthaler at either corner. Aaron Siegenthaler will trigger it in. Finds Claire Ruff. Ruff passes up the three with a head fake. Pulls up for a tough 15-foot jumper. No rebound fought for. And Jasmine Hoyer takes it away from Aaron Siegenthaler along the baseline. Hoyer keeping the head up. Long dribble across the timeline. Finds Doherty. Back out to Westray. Back to Doherty in the right corner. Just over 90 seconds to play. 45-28 Fall Creek. Pass thrown away by Hoyer into the student section. Another turnover. Could have used a few more of these earlier in the game.
We got to, they can convert here and, as you know, have that sense of urgency to keep her going.
Minute 30 across the timeline. Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan high on the right outside the arc. Up top, Claire Ruff. Ruff has found her offensive groove here in the second half. Working her way down to the block. Drops a pass down to Chloe Flanagan. Got knocked away from Chloe and into the arms of, once again, Jasmine Hoyer. Rebecca Sturz. Sturz is doubled. Loops a pass back to Hoyer. Hoyer taking her time calmly across the timeline to Doherty. Minute 3 left. Timeout taken by head coach Jason Marski. 30-second timeout. We're back in half a minute. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and the new live video stream, WOGO Sports on YouTube.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Well, Coach Jason Martsky of Fall Creek using that timeout to get some reserves off the bench and into this game. Minute 2 left, 45-28 Fall Creek. The lead over your McDonald Lady Max, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you here at Fall Creek. Riley Christensen Richardson playing aggressive defense on Kendall Haynes. I would presume younger sister of Addie, the freshman up top. A whistle and some bonus free throws for the Fall Creek Crickets. Want to say thank you to our hosts here tonight, Athletic Director Trevor Kolup. We are accommodating, giving us a great spot here. The live video stream crew, also for Fall Creek, helping us out. We appreciate their hospitality. Free throw for Westray, too strong. Rebound, good box out by McDonald.
We got a few girls out there now, too. Lauren Misfeld.
Misfeld getting that rebound. Riley Christensen Richardson out to Emily Hartman. Hartman curling into the paint, pulls up from 10 feet. Back rim, no. Grabs her own rebound, went high for it. Top to Lauren Misfeld. Misfeld to Tess Rozowski, right side Riley. Riley Christensen Richardson puts it on the floor with the left hand, spinning in the paint. Back out to the right block, extended, going behind her back, crossing over, and draws a foul from Emma Westrate with 22.8 left to play. Coming up, our Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Misfeld to inbound. Just under 23 seconds to play. Tipped pass. Westrate gobbles up a loose ball. Westrate across the timeline, trying to get past Riley Christensen Richardson. And Riley Christensen Richardson takes a pass right back and then throws it back to Fall Creek. Right side, Westrate. And Westrate traveled with the ball with 8.3 seconds left, so McDonald will have a chance to get one more shot off, presumably. We'll plan to talk with head coach Sally Williams, regale you with some stats and highlights as well. That Post Glass postgame show, look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. All that ahead in just a few moments here on WOGO, as Riley, with 2 seconds left, will take a three to beat the buzzer and splash it in the game. Riley Christensen Richardson drops it in as she hits that three at the end. Your final score goes to Fall Creek. McDonald showing a little fight at the end of the game. Of course, you like to see that from a young team. Your final score, the Fall Creek Crickets 45, your McDonald Lady Max 3rd and 31. Fall Creek moves to 8-3 on the season. They are now 4-1 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. McDonald 6-6 on the season. They are now 4-1 in the Western Clover Belt, which means it is now a three-way tie at the top of the WCC with Fall Creek, Eau Claire Regis, and McDonald. We'll step out and be back after this with the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass Amir in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We're back in 3 minutes. Lady Max basketball on WOGO Sports. The Lady Max fall 45-31 here on the road at Fall Creek.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
We welcome you into the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. Search WOGO Sports on YouTube to watch or rewatch the broadcast from tonight and some of our archive broadcasts before, as well as we are testing out new live video streaming capabilities. We'll get you the highlights in a moment, as well as the stats. Of course, the most important stat is the one on the scoreboard, and that reads Fall Creek 45, McDonald 31, as Fall Creek moves to 8-3 on the season, 4-1 in the Western Clover Belt. And McDonald, their first conference loss, as they were at the top of the WCC until tonight, 4-1. Now, they've stayed at the top. They're 6-6 on the season, but again, just moved into a three-way tie, and you know, you're not going to get them all, and it's certainly not an easy task to come here and play in this gym. And they acquitted themselves quite well, but again, maybe a little too little too late. We'll talk with head coach Sally Williams about that, but again, maybe shooting themselves in the foot a little bit too much with some turnovers in the offense. Started to maybe be fanned into flame toward the end of the game, but at that point, again, just not quite an in time.
Yep, too little too late there towards the end. They played some good ball at the end there. But, again, I think the turnovers early on probably wasn't what we wanted to see right off the bat. And not get enough, we need to shoot the ball better. We need to, there's girls that are open that seem a little hesitant to shoot the ball. I'm all for shooting the basketball. So let's get Coach Williams on here and get her take.
So we'll get Coach Sally Williams here, and here we'll turn this around because nobody wants to see us on camera. They want to see Coach Williams. So we'll get this over. And Coach, again, we appreciate your time here in the post-class post-game show as always. Margaret and I were just talking about the fact that you mentioned turnovers, again, being kind of a bugaboo for this team, and turnovers, especially early, hurt you in this game, and the offense, some good look shots not falling, but also maybe at times a little hesitancy and things as well, too, where you've got some shooters that maybe need to step up for you. Just a lot of learning points from this game where you say, we're not necessarily a long way away from a team like Fall Creek, but there's some things we got to clean up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you hit a lot of exactly what I would say on the head with early turnovers caused us to kind of play scared and tendency. We weren't hitting shots early, so people started to shy away. And so that was hard. And with no one willing to shoot and then we're just moving the ball, it was like, okay, you take it. No, you take it. No, you take it. And unfortunately tonight, this was not the night to do that in. And like you said, we're going to learn from this. We're not that far off. They're a great team. Give them credit. They showed up and they were ready to go, and we did not. And so give them the credit because they played. They were grittier than us, and they were just wanted it more than us. But we'll learn from them. We're going to bounce back for sure, and we're going to take this as, like I said, like in the pieces of, okay, what happens when this happens? And someone in this time, someone's going to have to step up and be our spark.
And, Coach, as well, too, one of the things that certainly it doesn't help matters when there's some foul trouble and leaning more on your side, too, with those fouls mounting and can't play the kind of defense you want in the second half because you can't send them to the free throw line, but also when you've got significant players sitting on the bench because of foul trouble as well, too. So what's the message, too, where you want to encourage aggressive defense but say, hey, we can't be getting some of those cheap nickel-dime fouls 60 feet from the bucket?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I always want us to play aggressive, and there's that fine line of playing aggressive but not fouling, and knowing when we're just reaching too much, and that's also a learning curve, too, of, okay, what are they going to call, and we got to adjust to how the refs were calling them tonight.
Well, Coach, again, always entertaining basketball, too. A nice spark at the end for the team, and I know they're going to be disappointed to not get this conference win. But, again, what's great about conference play is this is your first time through it, and you get to see everybody again. I know we'll see you next week against Regis. And it's certainly not easy in this conference night in and night out, but we know it makes you better.
Yep, absolutely. And like I said, give Fall Creek credit tonight. They were the better team, and they showed it. But we're going to learn from this win, and we're going to keep chipping away. We got three games next week, and so we're going to take one at a time.
We look forward to it. Head Coach Sally Williams, thank you so much for your time, as always.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Again, we appreciate Coach Williams joining us here on the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Again, live video streaming the WOGO Sports YouTube stream as well. And thank you to our intrepid camera operator, Sam Aberley, running things on site for us here. We're going to take a quick one-minute break, and then we'll be back with your highlights, analysis, and leading scores. That's ahead in 1 minute here on WOGO Sports.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass
postglassandmirror.com.
And we welcome you back to the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Again, we always appreciate head coach Sally Williams joining us after each game, win or lose. And again, a loss here tonight for McDonald, 45-31 against a very tough Fall Creek team. And we'll get to the stats and the second half highlights in just a moment. But again, the length for Fall Creek posed some problems for McDonald, but it's not something you can't overcome. We're going to see him again in our gym and hope for a better result. Fall Creek hit some shots, some big shots in the second half, but this was a game that certainly felt like, it got away from you a little bit in the second half, but it didn't need to, if that makes any sense.
It does. You know, and 18-10 at halftime was a very respectable score, but then you got to come out in that second half, and you just got to kick it up a notch, and it didn't seem like we kicked it up a notch. Fall Creek took care of the ball, and they got their offense going much better in the second half than they did in the first half, obviously. But, you know, the McDonald girls had everything going in the right direction, but we just came out of the locker room and, you know, didn't produce, and Coach Williams recognizes that. So, like she said, they got three games coming up next week. They got to learn from this and just get some kids to shoot the basketball. You know, we got shots out there. And good shooters, it's like she said, no, you take it. What a great analogy that she says, you know, the kids were not, you know, getting a little too tentative to shoot the ball. Well, we need to shoot the ball in order to put points on the board.
And that can come sometimes with, again, youthful players.
Yes.
No lack of talent on this team, but they are young. They haven't necessarily played a lot of varsity minutes and not a lot of varsity minutes together as well, too.
Yes.
So, again, it's continuing to build here throughout this season, and we're seeing it. And, again, looking forward to seeing more and more of it as well. So eight different players scored tonight for Fall Creek. On the other side, five for McDonald. And just three players scored in the first half for Fall Creek. All three of those players ended up in double figures. And led by Addie Haynes tonight, she hit two threes. Had 13 points. Sophie Schmidgall really did some great work in the paint and had 11 points. Of course, the former McDonald player Jasmine Hoyer, as advertised, she did a lot of things for this Fall Creek team, finished with 11 points, handled the ball well, so much more than just a post player as well. She hit a three, but again, they run a lot through here, does Fall Creek. 3 points for Cameron Dahlberg, two for Emma Westrate, two apiece for Becca Sturz and Anna Doherty, and one for Johanna Grossinger. On the other side for Fall Creek. For McDonald's five players, they were led by the Siegenthalers. Erin Siegenthaler, the lone Lady Max player in double-digit scoring with 11 points. She had eight of those in the second half. 9 points for Ann Siegenthaler. Both Siegenthaler twins hit a three. Two triples on the night for Claire Ruff. She scored all six of her points in the second half. 3 points for Riley Christensen-Richardson. You'll hear it in our highlights as she beat the buzzer with a three, and 2 points for Emily Hartman. Let's take a listen to how the second half sounded. Your second half highlights here on WOGO. Pass. Erin Siegenthaler floats it across the timeline. Left side, Claire Ruff. Wide open, looking at a three left. Wing bucket. That's a big bucket for McDonald. Erin Siegenthaler pushes it ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Over the shoulder catch, hard to the hoop and scores. Fall Creek, maybe. Creek, McDonald. Unfortunately, hasn't helped their cause here with some unforced errors. Claire Ruff straight on for three. Splashed it. Ruff with a smooth finish for McDonald. 3:16 remaining. Another steal by McDonald. And Siegenthaler down the lane. Drops it off to sister Erin. And Erin soars to the hoop for two.
Good teamwork there.
Ahead and... just a few moments here on WOGO as Riley, with 2 seconds left, will take a three to beat the buzzer and splash it in the game. That's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports. Your postgame highlights on the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. Post Glass and Mirror is now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. Again, thank you to our board operator back at the WOGO studios in Halley, Zach Wycheck, our camera op, photographer here on site, Sam Aberley. And I want to give a shout out as well to our friends at MacMan of Eau Claire, Mike and the crew, hooking us up with some great equipment again as we continue testing out the capabilities of this live stream, and hopefully continue to get some good feedback of that. WOGO Sports on YouTube, the ability to watch and listen to these games. So again, you can catch them with the traditional radio broadcast, but if you want to Throw it up on YouTube on your big screen TV at home and stay warm on a January night. Hopefully we get everybody to come out to the games and cheer on the Grills, but sometimes it's not possible, and so great to be on multiple platforms.
Yes, I mean, this is great. Your technology wizardry here, running this little board here that you have, and do a great job, and Sam does a great job getting the video stream there. So, this is nice, and this is cool. I like it.
Looking ahead at our WOGO sports calendar, Havel on the call tomorrow as we'll have more high school girls basketball. The Chi-High Lady Cardinals looking for their first victory of the season. They'll be on the road at Eau Claire North. Next time we'll see the McDonald Lady Macs will be a week from tomorrow, and that will be another tough conference game as they will host Eau Claire Regis. And again, McDonald looking for the season sweep of the Ramblers, and Regis with, of course, Ella Mae Cooper coming back to the court she played on last year. We'll be looking to even that season series and again keep pace in a very tight Western Clover Belt Conference race. And again, I think right now when you're McDonald, if you say, hey, if we are up there in that top third of the conference with Fall Creek and Regis, that's where we want to be. And again, you want to be in the mix here. That's always the first goal, is to be in the mix for a conference championship, and that usually preps you very well for the playoffs.
Yes, and again, you know, so this is a good tough conference here in the Fall Creek Regis. McDonald's usually up at the top, so like you said, you get to play everybody twice, so we got to see how these girls do against Regis coming back. And on the floor, they did a nice job beating them down at Regis. That's tough to do anywhere.
Yeah.
They looked decent enough tonight to win the game, but again, too tentative, and I think coach is going to work on that.
Absolutely, and again, we've already seen it so far on this team around the halfway point of this season that they are learning, they are growing, they are getting better and better, and that is an exciting thing. Again, here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, a couple more things to mention as well on WOGO Sports on the calendar. When you look ahead, we'll have boys basketball coming up, and Coach Schilling's team is playing very well next Saturday, so right after we have the McDonald Lady Macs on Friday night. On Saturday, we're going to have the Macs boys on the road at Bloomer, which will not be an easy game whatsoever, but the boys have been playing some really nice basketball as well, and I think a lot of that kind of started maybe even that game against Altoona that we had at the Target Center, where, again, a tough opponent, a very fun place to play, but a place that could be distracting to play in an NBA arena and all of that. And they took the floor with some vim and vigor, I guess you'd say. They played really well in that game, and they've kind of stayed on a hot streak since.
Yes, you know, we were up watching the boys play against Cadott, and they played very, very well up there at McDonald against Cadott. Again, Kale just went lights out shooting the threes. He had a really good game there. Tomorrow night they got Stanley, and
Stanley Boyd is playing well. Dakota Nichols, their new head coach.
A couple of big boys there too.
Yeah,
a 6'7" freshman, I believe, and another 6'6" kid out there too. So they're going to have their hands full tomorrow night. I think I'm going to go up there and watch that one too.
So, again, looking forward to a McDonald Max and Lady Max basketball coming up. Also, a lot of hockey coming up next week. A rescheduled game because of a snowout. So Greg Stewart will be on the call Monday evening against Wausau West Chi-High Boys Hockey. And if you missed it, check out, again, WOGO Sports on YouTube. I know we're talking about that ad nauseum too. But if you missed it, a 5-4 double overtime thriller for Chi-High against Eau Claire North, and I had the privilege of being able to be there in person as the camera operator for our WOGO Sports live video stream there at Hobbs Ice Arena. And so if you miss that game, again, one of the advantages of being able to have this live video stream is that you can go back and check it out. And so hopefully people will avail themselves of that. Chi-High Hockey under first-year head coach Matt Luckowitz, again, they're trying to trend in the right direction in a tough BRC as well. So, again, a lot of our teams for Chi-High and McDonald just building and growing and looking forward to as we eventually get through January and into February, where things really start heating up even as temperatures plummet.
Exactly. That'll, you know, again, the basketball season, it's a long season, but it goes by so quickly. You know, like you said, that we're on to the middle part of January coming up here, and February is going to be a quick month that goes through, and then you're right, it's on to playoff time.
And speaking of playoffs, and again, the team is not supposed to look ahead, but again, as media, as broadcasters, maybe we can look ahead a little bit more too. So I already kind of looking at some of those sectional pairings and things like that. It's very interesting, again, the path for all these Western Clover Belt Conference teams if they want to make a run to the sectionals. And of course, the goal is always to get to the Resch Center, that road to the Resch. You have Fall Creek, Regis, and Durand, Arkansas, all in the same side of the sectional. So only one of those teams can make it through to a sectional final, which is kind of a shame for those teams. I mean, because, again, when you look at those teams, Durand, Arkansas defeated Fall Creek by 2 points. Durand, Arkansas also beat Regis by, I believe, 15, 16 points as well, too. Durand, Arkansas lost to McDonald by 8 points. And so, again, this sectional, and you look at Regis beating Fall Creek and McDonald beating Regis, now Fall Creek beating McDonald. Again, there's just an absolute heavyweight battle in this sectional, and I think McDonald won't complain about the fact that they're on the other side of the sectional with a chance that, again, if they take care of business, and we hope to see this young team continue to grow to the point where they could, and don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but if they take care of business, they would not have to play Regis, Fall Creek, and Durand, Arkansas. They'd only have to play presumably one of those two teams, or yes, three teams rather. So, again, looking way, way ahead, too. But it's interesting to talk about possibilities and a lot of ground to be covered. Of course, there's other teams like Cameron that certainly want to have a say in that as well, too. But, again, it's always the goal to vie for a conference championship, vie for a regional championship, vie for a sectional championship. And when you look at the talent for this McDonald team, certainly they're going to need to continue to get better for all of those goals to be accomplished. They're going to have to be better than tonight, have to be better than they are the first half of the season. You're going to have to grow, but I think we've seen that the ceiling for this team can be quite high.
Yes, and I can feel that pain with the conference heaviness there through our football conference. I mean, we got, you know, McDonald, Gilman, Owen Withy, Thorpe all in the same conference, and they're just battles, and you know, you got good teams out there, but it's always fun. It's always fun to go up against some really good talent.
Well, we appreciate everyone again joining us here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com, and live via the YouTube live video stream at WOGO Sports. Once again, your final score, the Fall Creek Crickets 45, your McDonald Lady Max 31. For Sam Aberle, Zach Wycheck, and Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Fall Creek. This has been McDonald Lady Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports.
McDonald Max Basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolet Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Weirsgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.